Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. This week, we've been talking about insurance and legal protection, liability insurance, umbrella policies, legal entity structures, and portfolio structuring strategies. Today, we're wrapping up the week by talking about working with real estate attorneys, when you need one, how to find the right attorney, what to expect in terms of costs, and how to build a productive relationship with your legal counsel. By the end of this episode, you'll understand when it may be beneficial to hire a real estate attorney, what services they provide, and how to get maximum value from the relationship. Let's start with the fundamental question. When do you need a real estate attorney? When you need a real estate attorney. Many new investors try to avoid hiring attorneys to save money. This can be a costly mistake. Real estate law is complex, varies significantly by state, and the consequences of legal mistakes can be financially devastating. Here are the key situations when you should strongly consider working with a real estate attorney. Situation 1. Forming legal entities. When you're forming LLCs or other entities to hold your properties, you should work with an attorney. While you can technically file formation documents yourself using online services, this approach has limitations. An attorney ensures your entity is properly structured for your specific situation, drafts a comprehensive operating agreement, and works alongside your tax advisor when entity tax elections are appropriate, and helps you maintain compliance with state requirements. The cost of proper entity formation, typically $500 to $2,000 per entity, is often modest compared to the potential cost of losing liability protection because your entity wasn't properly formed or maintained. Situation 2. Purchasing property. Closing requirements vary by state. In many states, attorneys are required to be involved in real estate closings. Even in states where they're not required, having an attorney review your purchase contract, title report, and closing documents can be valuable. Attorneys can identify issues in the contract that could cost you thousands. Unfavorable contingencies, unclear terms, missing protections. They can also negotiate on your behalf and ensure the transaction closes properly. For commercial properties or complex transactions, an attorney is often essential. Situation 3. Evictions. Eviction law is highly technical and varies significantly by state and even by city. One procedural mistake can invalidate your eviction, costing you months of lost rent and requiring you to start over. Many investors use an attorney for evictions. Many real estate attorneys offer flat-fee eviction services, with fees varying significantly by jurisdiction and complexity. This can be money well spent to ensure the eviction is done correctly and efficiently. Situation 4. Tenant disputes and lawsuits. If a tenant sues you or threatens to sue, you should consult an attorney immediately. Your insurance company will typically provide an attorney if the claim is covered by your policy. But if the claim isn't covered, or if you need advice before a lawsuit is filed, you'll need to hire your own attorney. Don't try to handle tenant lawsuits yourself. The legal system is complex, and mistakes can be costly. Situation 5. Contract disputes. If you have a dispute with a contractor, property manager, partner, or other party, an attorney can help you understand your rights, negotiate a resolution, or pursue legal action if necessary. Many disputes can be resolved with a strongly worded letter from an attorney, avoiding the need for litigation. Situation 6. Lease review and drafting. Your lease agreement is one of the most important legal documents in your real estate business. A poorly drafted lease may leave you exposed to liability and make it difficult to enforce your rights. Having an attorney draft or review your lease template can ensure it complies with state and local law, includes necessary protections, and clearly defines tenant and landlord responsibilities. Once you have a solid lease template, you can use it for all your properties, making this a one-time investment that provides value for years. Situation 7. Partnership agreements. If you're investing with partners, you should work with an attorney to draft a partnership agreement or LLC operating agreement. This document defines each partner's rights, responsibilities, profit sharing, decision-making authority, and exit procedures. Without a clear agreement, partnership disputes can destroy relationships and businesses. Invest in a comprehensive partnership agreement from the start. It's far less expensive than litigation later. Situation 8. 1031 exchanges. Qualified intermediaries administer 1031 exchanges, while attorneys and tax professionals may assist with legal and tax planning. 1031 exchanges have strict rules and timelines. One mistake can disqualify the exchange and trigger a substantial tax bill. An attorney can help ensure the exchange is structured correctly and all deadlines are met. Situation 9. Estate planning. As your real estate portfolio grows, you may need estate planning to ensure your properties pass to your heirs efficiently and minimize estate taxes. An estate planning attorney can help you structure trusts, wills, and other documents to protect your wealth and provide for your family. Situation 10. Compliance issues. If you receive a notice from a city, county, or state agency regarding code violations, zoning issues, or other compliance matters, consult an attorney. These issues can result in fines, forced property sales, or even criminal charges in extreme cases. An attorney can help you understand your obligations and negotiate with authorities. What real estate attorneys do? Real estate attorneys provide a wide range of services: entity formation and structuring, forming LLCs, corporations, trusts, and other entities, drafting operating agreements and bylaws, coordinating with tax professionals regarding entity structure and tax considerations, contract review and drafting, reviewing purchase contracts, lease agreements, property management agreements, and other contracts, drafting custom contracts for your specific needs, transaction support, reviewing title reports and surveys, attending closings, resolving title issues, coordinating with lenders, title companies, and other parties, litigation and dispute resolution, representing you in lawsuits, negotiating settlements, handling evictions, resolving disputes with tenants, contractors, partners, and others, compliance and regulatory matters, advising on landlord-tenant law, fair housing law, zoning, and other regulations, responding to government notices and enforcement actions, estate planning, drafting wills, trusts, and other estate planning documents, structuring your holdings to minimize estate taxes and facilitate wealth transfer, general legal advice, answering questions about your rights and obligations, reviewing documents and situations, providing strategic guidance, how to find the right real estate attorney. Not all attorneys are created equal. You want an attorney who specializes in real estate and understands the unique needs of real estate investors. Here's how to find the right attorney. Step 1. Get referrals. Ask other real estate investors in your area for attorney recommendations. Local real estate investment associations, landlord associations, and online investor forums are excellent sources for referrals. Your CPA, insurance agent, or property manager may also have attorney recommendations. Step 2. Look for specialization. You want an attorney who focuses primarily on real estate law, and ideally one who works with real estate investors specifically. General practice attorneys or attorneys who primarily work with home buyers may not have the expertise you need. Look for attorneys who advertise services like entity formation, landlord-tenant law, evictions, and real estate transactions. Step 3. Check credentials and experience. Verify the attorney is licensed to practice in your state. Check their website, LinkedIn profile, or state bar association listing to understand their experience and background. Look for attorneys with meaningful experience handling matters similar to yours. Step 4. Schedule consultations. Most attorneys offer free or low-cost initial consultations. Schedule consultations with two or three attorneys to discuss your needs, ask questions, and get a feel for their communication style and approach. Step 5. Ask the right questions. During consultations, ask, how long have you been practicing real estate law? What percentage of your practice is real estate? Do you work with real estate investors regularly? What services do you provide? What are your fees and billing structure? How quickly do you typically respond to client questions? Can you provide references from other investor clients? Step 6. Evaluate communication and fit. Choose an attorney who communicates clearly, responds promptly, and makes you feel comfortable. You may be working with this person for years, so fit matters. Avoid attorneys who are condescending, dismissive, or make you feel like your questions aren't valued. Understanding attorney fees. Attorney fees vary widely based on location, experience, and the type of service. Fee structures vary by region, firm size, and matter complexity. Here's what to expect. Hourly rates. Most real estate attorneys charge hourly rates ranging from $150 to $500 per hour, depending on location and experience. Attorneys in major cities typically charge more than attorneys in smaller markets. Senior partners typically charge more than junior associates. Flat fees. Many attorneys offer flat fees for routine services like entity formation, lease review, or evictions. Entity formation, $500 to $2,000 per entity. Lease review or drafting, $500 to $1,500. Eviction. Fees vary significantly by jurisdiction and complexity. Purchase contract review, $300 to $1,000. Retainer arrangements. Some investors establish retainer relationships with attorneys, paying a monthly or annual fee for ongoing access and advice. Retainers are common for businesses with recurring legal needs, but not necessary for many smaller investors. Retainers typically range from $500 to $3,000 per month, depending on the scope of services.
This can be cost-effective if you need frequent legal advice or have multiple ongoing matters.
Contingency fees. In some litigation matters, attorneys work on contingency, meaning they only get paid if you win, and they take a percentage of the recovery. This is common in personal injury cases, but rare in real estate investor matters. How to minimize legal costs. Legal services can be expensive, but there are ways to minimize costs. Strategy 1. Be organized. Before contacting your attorney, gather all relevant documents and information. The more organized you are, the less time your attorney spends getting up to speed, and the lower your bill. Strategy 2. Ask for flat fees. For routine matters like entity formation or lease review, ask if the attorney offers flat fees. This provides cost certainty and often saves money compared to hourly billing. Strategy 3. Use attorneys strategically. You don't need an attorney for every decision or question. Use attorneys for complex legal matters, document review, and situations with significant legal risk. For routine operational questions, consult with your property manager, CPA, or other advisors. Strategy 4. Batch questions. Instead of calling your attorney every time you have a question, batch questions and schedule a single call or meeting. This reduces billable time and is more efficient for both of you. Strategy 5. Use templates. Once your attorney drafts a lease, operating agreement, or other document, use that template for future situations. You'll only pay for customization rather than drafting from scratch. Strategy 6. Invest in prevention. Proper entity formation, solid lease agreements, and proactive legal compliance can prevent costly legal problems down the road. Spending a few thousand dollars on prevention can save tens or hundreds of thousands in litigation costs. Building a productive attorney relationship. Your attorney should be a long-term partner in your real estate business. Here's how to build a productive relationship. Tip 1. Communicate clearly. When you contact your attorney, clearly explain the situation, what you need, and any deadlines. Provide all relevant documents up front. Clear communication saves time and reduces costs. Tip 2. Be responsive. If your attorney requests information or documents, provide them promptly. Delays on your end cause delays in resolving your matter and can increase costs. Tip 3. Respect their time. Attorneys bill by the hour or fraction of an hour. Reserve attorney time for legal questions requiring professional judgment. Save attorney time for matters that truly require legal expertise. Tip 4. Pay promptly. Prompt payment helps maintain a productive professional relationship. Tip 5. Provide feedback.
If you're happy with your attorney's work, tell them. If you're not satisfied, provide constructive feedback. Good attorneys want to serve you well and will appreciate honest communication. Tip 6. Refer others. If you're happy with your attorney, refer other investors to them. Attorneys appreciate referrals and will remember clients who send business their way. Common mistakes when working with attorneys. Let me share common mistakes investors make when working with attorneys. Mistake 1. Waiting until there's a crisis. Many investors only hire an attorney when they're already in trouble, facing a lawsuit, dealing with an eviction gone wrong, or scrambling to fix an entity structure. This is reactive and expensive. Establish a relationship with an attorney early, before you need them urgently. Mistake 2. Choosing based on price alone. The cheapest attorney is rarely the best value. An inexperienced or incompetent attorney can cost you far more in the long run than you save on their fees. Choose based on expertise, experience, and fit, not just price. Mistake 3. Not following advice. If you have concerns about legal advice, discuss them or seek a second opinion. Don't pay for advice you don't intend to follow. Mistake 4. Expecting attorneys to make business decisions. Attorneys provide legal advice, not business advice. They can tell you what's legally permissible and what the risks are, but they can't tell you what business decision to make. That's your job as the investor. Mistake 5. Not reading documents. When your attorney sends you a contract, lease, or other document, read it carefully. Don't just sign it without understanding what you're agreeing to. Ask questions if anything is unclear. Mistake 6. Using out-of-state attorneys. Real estate law varies significantly by state. An attorney licensed in California can't help you with a Texas eviction. Use attorneys licensed in the states where you own property. Some firms practice across multiple states through separately licensed attorneys. When you might not need an attorney. While attorneys are valuable for many situations, there are times when you might not need one. Routine property management. Day-to-day property management decisions don't require legal advice. Simple transactions in attorney-optional states. In some states, simple residential purchases can be handled without an attorney if you're comfortable reviewing documents yourself. Informal tenant issues. Minor tenant complaints or maintenance requests don't require legal involvement. General education. Learning about real estate investing through books, courses, and podcasts doesn't require an attorney. Use your judgment. When in doubt, consult an attorney. It's often better to pay for a consultation and learn you don't need help than to skip legal advice and face costly consequences. Your action plan. This week, I want you to do 3 things. First, if you don't currently have a real estate attorney, start looking for one. Get referrals from other investors, schedule consultations, and establish a relationship before you urgently need one. Second, identify any current legal needs in your portfolio. Do you need entity formation, lease review, partnership agreements? Make a list and prioritize. Third, schedule a consultation with an attorney to discuss your needs and get cost estimates. Even if you don't move forward immediately, you'll have a relationship established for when you need it. Final thoughts. Working with a qualified real estate attorney can be one of the most valuable investments you make as a real estate investor. Attorneys provide essential services: entity formation, contract review, eviction support, litigation defense, and strategic advice. The cost of legal services is often modest compared to the potential cost of legal mistakes. Find an attorney who specializes in real estate and works with investors regularly. Establish a relationship early, before you face a crisis. Communicate clearly, be organized, and respect your attorney's time to minimize costs. Use attorneys strategically for complex legal matters and situations with significant risk. Invest in prevention. Proper entity formation, solid lease agreements, and proactive compliance to avoid costly legal problems. Your attorney should be a long-term partner in your real estate business, helping you protect your assets, navigate legal complexities, and build wealth safely. For many investors, proactive legal guidance can help reduce costly mistakes and support long-term portfolio management. That wraps up this week on insurance and legal protection. Next week, we're diving into market and financial risk. How to prepare for economic downturns, manage leverage, build cash reserves, and recession-proof your portfolio. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.